For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News. You know, over the years, I've written dozens of columns I call The Unvarnished Truth for the Free Press here in Houston. I've written about 60 or 70 letters to the editor, had a couple of op-eds published, and I used to think I wore the crown of the radical letter writers. But no more. My hat's off, the crown's off, and I now hand it to the Queen. Double-barrel-blasting letter to the editor writing, Bonnie McCool.
This is a letter to the editor that was in the Monitor in McAllen, Texas, titled, Don't Let Drug War Take U.S. Down. To the editor, no legitimate business shoots the competition. No legitimate business would sell drugs to children or recruit them to sell to their peers. This happened during alcohol prohibition. And it is happening today. Once again, prohibition creates more danger to the user and society. The White House continues to ignore the lessons of the, quote, noble experiment. And truth has been suppressed about the medicinal use of cannabis, giving drug prohibition a very sinister aspect. Like flagellant priests, overzealous drug warriors draw blood daily from their brothers for their medicinal and recreational drug use. Don't let them carry this nation one step further down this depraved path. This is what sends the wrong message to our children. Our founders dreamed of life without fear. Kind parents wish that for their children. Drug abuse, including alcohol, is a medical problem, and we'll do a better job of keeping kids drug-free and inebriated folks off the road with compassionate policy offering helpful treatment. We can't keep drugs out of prisons or teachers' lounges. Eagle Scouts honor, we will never be a drug-free America. The Controlled Substance Act is one of those bad laws, like the Fugitive Slave Act and the Volstead Act. When juries refuse to convict on drug crime, drug warriors will be politically dead bodies. Jury nullification is a constitutional power tool we the people pack. This is Colleen Minner, better known as artist activist Bonnie Colleen McCool in Stephenville, Texas.
You know, I don't want to discount the work being done by lots of other letter writers out there. It's just that I feel Bonnie says it, slaps it right between the eyes, just the way I used to do, back before this Drug Truth Network got to be such a handful. I haven't written a letter in several months. Sent a couple of op-eds, but didn't get them printed. Bonnie, way to go. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.